Reb Tzadok went through a transformation, right? In the beginning, when he was young, he was in leadership, for instance, learning by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, learning Nefesh HaChaim. And then as he goes to Ishbitz, he comes to the Meshulach, he starts changing and mutating until the end of his life, he becomes a Chassidus Rebbe. So the ideas moved. We're going to see how they moved and how the Malach HaMachshava changes. For I gave to everybody, and I'm going to share with you the screen. Just give me a second. I'm going to share with you the screen of a of Alan Brill's book on Reb Tzadok, and I sent to everybody, and you'll be able to see that on the here you have the various Sforim, the pre-Ishbitz, right? And he was 20 years old, imagine, right? He's the Koimitz Amincha Chelik Alev, the Sichas Malach HaShoret Dor Zeruah, and the Zichron HaRishonim. And he'll say, in 38, you'll see quotes, Nefesh HaChaim, and very interesting approach, very quote-unquote litvish. Now then you have the transitional works. The transitional works when he was from 22 to 26 years of age, right? In other words, when he was young. And as we know, that he wrote several Sforim. Those are the pre-Ishbitz. He quotes, he'll say in 39, it's known he quotes the Balatanya, right? He quotes the Balatanya, the Rav, the Balatanya. And he, this Sforim of the transition, called the transitional writing, Komitz Amincha Chelik Beis, is Tzidkas HaTzadik, right? Sichas Maloch HaShoret is Kabbalistic, but it is very different. It's not Kabbalistic, everything, but it's based on the Nefesh HaChaim's approach, right? Nefesh HaChaim is different. We'll see, we're going to see how these things evolve. That's the nice part of the episodic. You see how his Machshava Lechoira evolved and you could get a full picture. That's why I don't want to get Yesoides, because Yesoides you do after we learn all these ideas. Then the Mirtusha will be able to talk about Yesoides of Rapsodic. After we learn a lot of Reb Tzadok in all the Inyonim, from Stoim to Avram to Ishmael to Esav and to all of that stuff, we're going to learn exactly how Reb Tzadok Lechoira thinks. But this attachment was not given. Huh? I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to send this attachment. Okay, the Tzidkas HaTzadik. Now, then you have also Sefra. So the transitional Sforim is Kumetz Amincha, Tzidkas HaTzadik, Sefer HaZichronis and Divrei Sofrim. Okay, those are the what's called the transitional Sforim of Reb Tzadok. Right? Now, as you'll say, and he's very honest, okay, Elmer says many Sforim continue writing over time. So it's not, but just this is a good way of locating. Then you have the post-transition, right? He was learning with Bershloch, the Baruch Yosef. His early writings is the Sisela of Shabbos Chorutz, Takonas Hashovim Kudushas Hashabbos, and his final later writings, first of all, Dovre Tzedek Kutim Amorim, in the middle when he was learning there, and then Yisrael Kedosh, and the Pritzadik, becomes, he becomes a Rebbe. After Lebe Lager, he becomes himself a Rebbe. So you're going to see. So he goes from, the only person I know that goes from a Litvish Lefesh HaChaim all the way. So these are the Sforim. So I think this Kedai I sent to everybody, and I'll make sure to send to everybody again this. And here you have the Sforim. This is easy to be divided. So you realize that we're going to start with Mr. Hashem today. You'll see on Stoim with Koimis Amincha Chelik Beis, which he was very young, right? 22, 26. He's just being exposed at that time to Ishbitz, okay? And this is the combination. This is the Bein HaShmoshes. We're going to learn the Bein HaShmoshes of Reb Tzadok, Koimetz HaMincha, Tzidkas HaTzadik, Sefer HaZichronis, Divrei Sofrim. The post-transitional, in the middle, early writings, which is Elayla Machshav Zchorot, continues, Takonas HaShovim, Kedushas HaShabbos, and Divrei Tzedek Kutim Amorim. Now, Rav Moshe Shapira, at the time, when he told me that to start learning Reb Tzadok, where he has a system also, and we're going to do that a little bit maybe later, is Takonas HaShovim. Takonas HaShovim, there is a Seder. But everything else, he's not really a seder. So that's what you have to learn in a topic. And I'm doing the work to try to organize the topic in a way that you could get a full picture. Because since the ideas are evolving, you need to make sure that you get a full picture from Tzodek. For Snoim, to get a good picture and to try to get a Yisoid out of it, of he's saying, okay, what is the issue of Snoim? This is the idea, and you see how these ideas evolved and the focus evolved over time. Takonas Hashovim is a sefer that you could write Keseder, because Takonas Hashovim also has a Seder. And the one that we're going to learn Takonas Hashovim, you realize that Takonas Hashovim is going into two strains of development of Torah. One is Torah Shebichsav, one is Torah Shebal Peh, and he does that in the process of Tshuva. But that's a sefer that goes Keseder, and I remember getting this from Netzor, and you see that there is a system. That's on Takonas Hashovim. But on the other forum, I think the most important way to do it is to try to get a picture out of his ideas as you go, as he presents them into different Yesoides, and then we're going to combine and see how the Yesoides come in, etc.